Moving away from Wisconsin can be an exciting adventure for some people. For others, it can be a tough and lonely journey. Writer and Wisconsin native June Melby reflects on the time she moved out west and how a vintage jacket helped her feel a little less homesick.
I'd been living in Los Angeles for a couple of years, but it still didn't feel like home. People were different from what I'm used to back in the Midwest. People bragged about themselves, openly, which came as a shock. Women dressed like teenage boys. Men groomed their hair with more products than I'd ever owned. And everyone checked their reflections in store windows as they walked past. I was lonely, and I was homesick. Then, a gift arrived from my mother. A blue corduroy FFA jacket. Future Farmers of America, said the emblem, with Waupaca, Wisconsin in gold, embroidered letters on the back. Retro clothing was all the rage in Hollywood, so even though I had actually never been a member of Future Farmers, I wanted that jacket. Zip front, pockets, and a collar designed back in the 1930s and never updated. Perfect for a night out in California when the desert air begins to chill. And that's when I noticed. People recognized that jacket. Well, not all people, but certain people. Namely, anyone who was from the Midwest, or grew up in a small town, or came from Wisconsin. They'd find me at coffee houses and comedy clubs. Are you from Wisconsin? Yep, me too. At parties and theater lobbies. Were you in FFA? No, but my father was a farmer. My dad was too. My mom must have heard me say I wanted one, so she put an ad in the local paper and got two replies. A guy drove out from town to give the jacket to my mom. He wouldn't even take any money, she said. I offered, but he was tickled that someone even wanted it. But it's the Midwest, and my mother didn't believe you should take anything for free. We owned a miniature golf course, and she traded the jacket for 10 free game cards. He was thrilled, she said. Every time I wore the blue FFA jacket, I'd meet someone from the Midwest. They'd suddenly appear out of the crowd, and we would talk about how odd it felt to be in Los Angeles. Isn't it funny they call this winter? I know, it's 55 degrees. My landlord's wearing a parka. At Walgreens near me, sprayed their windows white to make it look like snow. We'd roll our eyes and laugh, oh no, and shake our heads. Total strangers instantly close, like long-lost, distant cousins talking about our hometowns. What we shared was the secret of the blue corduroy jacket, but there was something else we shared, the knowledge of what we had each left behind, what we had given up to pursue our dreams. At a certain point, we'd look at each other and sigh, well, yes, I guess I'd better go. Then we'd wish each other good luck on the next audition, meeting, or attempt at landing a better day job. I hope you make it, I would say in a whisper. You too, they would whisper back. Then they melted back into the crowd and into the warm winter night.
June Melby is a writer and performer who lives just across the border in Iowa. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Carl Christensen.